Even though the war in Afghanistan is winding down and the military is downsizing, recruiters back in the U.S. still have a job to do. As for the biggest obstacle they face, it might surprise you. Here's KPLU's Paula Whistle.
I recently sat down with the Rear Admiral in charge of all Navy recruiting for the U.S. She was visiting the recruiting station just upstairs from KPLU's offices. Rear Admiral Annie Andrews told me Navy recruiters have been noticing something disturbing among the millennials looking to join the military, a high rate of obesity.
I have seen overweight has actually surpassed even those with drug use that are disqualifying people coming in the military.
Statistics show that only about a quarter of people who want to join the military actually qualify, in part because of the overweight issue. Admiral Andrews says the Navy is trying to address the problem by running several pilot programs that let recruits join on a conditional basis.
Let's say if somebody may be 1-3% over body fat, we will still take them in, go at boot camp, and usually within those 8 weeks of training, we've gotten them pretty much in the shape so they can continue on.
She says movies like Zero Dark Thirty have attracted people to recruiting offices who are all excited about becoming Navy SEALs. But again, she says there's a problem with basic physical fitness. Or as she says, it's hard to be a Navy SEAL if the only things you're using are your two thumbs on video games.
So we got to get you out the chair and maybe do a couple of push-ups and sit-ups and running and certain things.
Another thing about millennials, Andrews says, is they tend to ask a lot of questions. She says when she joined the Navy 30 years ago, right out of college, people like her were more used to following orders.
I grew up in a very strict environment, I must say. Great-grandmother, grandmother, I thought it was easy coming in the military because I already had a chain of command at home.
Andrew says as far as the Navy goes, there are some great things about the current demographic being recruited. She says they're quite social and like to work in groups. A big plus for the decidedly group-oriented military. One interesting side note about Andrews, she's only the third African-American woman to reach the rank of Rear Admiral. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.